Can I just share with you from my heart today as we enter a new year? I believe God has laid a word on my heart for us all. And I want you to listen, and I want you to reflect, and I want you to respond to what God might be saying to you and to us. Jeremiah 6, verse 16. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. And I believe this is a word for us to find rest for our souls. And I believe many of us within the church have not found rest for their souls. And during this pandemic, we've found that unease about our relationship with God. And it's time to look at that and look at what that means and to find rest for our souls. And as we find rest for our souls, we will then have something to offer those around us, our family and our friends and neighbors. Because I believe God wants you to find rest for your soul today. So how can we do that? What does this mean for us? I think quite simply, in this verse, we have the blueprint to find rest for our souls. And in many ways, it's like the Green Cross Code. We've come to a crossroads. And like all those of us who grew up on the Green Cross Code, what do we have to do? We have to stop. We have to look. We have to listen. And we have to live. Stop, look, listen, live. And in that way, we can find rest for ourselves. That's what this verse says. Stand at the crossroads. Stop. Take your time to reflect. Think about where you've come from. Think about where we are heading. Let us take this time to stop. And as we enter tier four, we have time to stop. We have time to reflect. We have time to stand and think about where we've come from and where we are going. We're in the middle of a pandemic, where life will never be the same again. Although that there is hope that life will return to normal when this vaccine comes. But it's right as we do that, that we stop and think about that life that is held ahead of us. What do we want that to look like? How do we want that to be different? As we look where we've come from, do we just want to carry on the same path? Or do we want things to be different? Christmas. We always celebrate Christmas. We love Christmas. And Christmas this year has been very different. But I hope we've reflected a bit more on what it means that God became a man. Light entered our darkness. But what does it mean to us as we go into the year ahead? What does it mean for us that the light has come? What does it mean for us to keep on bringing that light, to keep on kicking the darkness away? What does it mean to be a Christmas people who now believe the light has come in Jesus? How can we be those who shed that light? Christmas is not just about one day. It's about believing light has come and light has overcome the darkness. I don't know about you, but we're on St. Stephen's Day in some part of the Christian church. St. Stephen, that martyr, that first martyr that we read about in Acts, a man who was full of the Holy Spirit, full of faith, and yet he was stoned to death. And as we stop and look, it seems strange that we celebrate this martyrdom the day after Christmas or 2 days after Christmas. But we need to stop and look and to see that a life well lived can make a difference. Because in the life of Stephen, as we look, we see not just Stephen, but we see Saul, the Apostle Paul, watching over the death, the martyrdom of Stephen. Somehow scripture is giving us a hope, is giving us a light that however dark things may appear, God is working, God is changing, God is drawing people to himself. God is changing lives. He's taking the worst of sinners and he's turning them around to bring light to our world. We come to a crossroads. Today is very significant for me. It's 10 years since we moved as a family to Wallingford. 10 years. And on these milestones, whether they're in work anniversaries or family anniversaries, it's right that we stop. We stop, we reflect where we've come from, and we reflect where we're going. So let's use this time. Let's use this period that we have between Christmas and the new year. Let us stop. Let us stand at the crossroads. Let's look where we've come from. And let's look the path we want to take. Because that's the second thing. We don't just stop. We also need to look. We need to look. And as we look at this verse, we're reminded of 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11. As we look at the Old Testament and some of these passages, what does 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11 tell us? Because these Old Testament passages are still relevant, as it says. We read 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. These Old Testament passages are warnings for us, that we too can slip into the ways that the Old Testament people did. And we need to be careful that we're not that arrogance, that we're not presume that we are okay. But actually, we look at what happened to those in the past. We read the warnings. And we look in this time when Jeremiah wrote this, the people had in many ways abandoned God. They were about to be exiled. And Jeremiah is warning them. He's saying, look, but they'd seen in the first few chapters how they had ignored God's words. They weren't following his commands. There was injustice. They were oppressing the poor. They weren't living as they should. They were following the idols of the nations. They'd presumed on God's goodness that they were God's people. Therefore, they could live and do what they liked. And the nation that was meant to be the blessing for the other nations was behaving just like them and was following them. They were meant to be different. They were meant to be light. They were meant to be a blessing. But there was no difference. They traded repentance for relevance. They traded consecration for consumerism. They traded intimacy for individualism. And as one commentator says, if we're to reach our world just as the people in the Old Testament needed to, we need to rid ourselves of the idols of our nation if we're to reach them with another way. But how, as individuals and as a church, have we bowed down? Have we accepted? Have we worshipped the idols of our nation and our culture? We need to look, and we need to look inside, and we need to see where we have slipped, where we have fallen, where we have followed the ways and idols of our world. We've bowed down to their gods, and we've wandered away from the one true living God. And we've been happier in the darkness than in the light. It is time to come back to repentance over relevance, to consecration over consumerism, to intimacy over individualism. It's time to look where we're at and use passages like this to see in the Old Testament how the people wandered away, how they were behaving just like the nations around them. There was nothing distinctive, nothing about light about them. And we need to look and see the warnings that God has given, the warnings that came through the prophet Jeremiah, the warnings Paul tells us to take them as warnings to make sure that we're not about to fall. We need to look. Can we look into our lives? Can you look at your relationship with Jesus? Can you look about how your life is different to those around us? Can we look at our church, the way we relate together, the way we are together? Is there something different? Can we be a blessing? Let's look. So we stand at the crossroads. We stop. We look. But we also ask for the ancient paths. We listen. Because the great encouragement from this passage is, despite the people's wandering, despite them following the idols of the nations around them, despite them trying to be relevant, trying to follow consumerism, do oppression, despite them presuming on God, God is still speaking to them and says, come back. Come back and ask for the ancient ways. Come back and walk with me. It is not over. You do not have to go into exile. You do not have to follow a way that is away from me. You can come back. There is a crossroads here. There is a choice here. It is time to change. It's time to come back to the ancient paths, to walk with me, to know me, to love me. And that's the gracious invitation of God of this verse, and God's gracious invitation to you right now. As you stop, as you look, it's not too late. God hasn't finished with you. God won't abandon you. Whatever you've done, however far you've fallen, however much you look like you can worship the idols of the people around you, come back. God is holding out his hand to you and is calling and saying, ask for the ancient paths. Come back. And perhaps on this 27th of December 2020, as we look into the year ahead, you need to hear God is holding out his hand to you. It is not too late. However far you've slipped, however far you've fallen, however far you've presumed on God, however your relationship with God has disappeared, however much you've fallen, God is holding out his hand to you in love and saying, ask for the ancient paths. Come back. Come to me. Because we need to stop, we need to look, we need to listen, and we need to live. Because the message is to find the good way, the ancient paths, and walk in it. Because what is the ancient path? The ancient path is the invitation of God. And we hear that in the words of Jesus. Because how do we find rest for our souls? Jesus said in Matthew, come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest for your soul. That's the ancient path. The ancient path is to hear the gracious invitation of God to come to him, to be yoked with him. The problem was the people had not followed that. They've wanted to break the yoke. And we read in Jeremiah 5, just in the previous chapter, how they'd broken the yoke. They'd broken the yoke. Verse 5, so I will go to the leaders and speak to them. Surely they know the way of the Lord, the requirements of the Lord. But with one accord, they too had broken off the yoke and torn off the bonds. They'd broken the yoke, and we've broken our yoke with God. But the gracious invitation is God calls us back, and Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Come to Jesus. This is the gracious invitation as we look out on a new year that Jesus says, come to him and you will find rest for your souls, because this is the ancient path. You may say, well, Jeremiah was written before Jesus came, but of course, but the ancient path is still that gracious invitation of faith, that gracious invitation to come to God in Christ and receive his love and mercy and change. Surely Paul tells us, even Abraham, he knew that righteousness was obtained by faith, because the ancient way, the good way, is the way of faith, which Abraham discovered, which we can find in Christ. Faith to believe that Jesus is inviting us to come back to him, to be yoked with him. He's inviting us into relationship with him. And by faith, by believing that if we come to him, he will accept us, he will change us, he will draw us back to himself, and he will lead us on the good way. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, the true and living way. This is the path. This is the crossroad. This is the ancient path to come to Jesus, to put our faith in him. Come back to faith. Come back to your wholehearted trust in Jesus. Come to him. His invitation stands right now. Come to me, Jesus says, all who you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. He's calling you. All you have to do is believe him and trust him and be yoked with him and enter into that relationship with Jesus. That's the path. That's the path that lies ahead. We're at the crossroads. Do you want that relationship with him? Do you want to find rest for your souls? Do you want to walk with Jesus? Or do you want to go your own way, your own choices? Do you want to follow the idols of the nations and cultures around us? Do you want to work it out for yourself? That's the crossroads. But faith comes, is the ancient path. The trusting in God is that walking with God. Because the second thing about this ancient path, it's not just faith, it's fellowship and friendship. It's walking with God. It's knowing as we come to this crossroads, we don't go it alone. We walk hand in hand with God. We become yoked with him. He is with us. He walks with us. He leads us. He directs us. He gives us confidence and peace. And I don't know what 2021 is going to look like. I don't know how much the virus will continue to impact us. I don't know how it will affect us in terms of our health and our grief. I don't know how it will affect us in our mission as a church. I don't know the future, but what I do know is that I have a friend. I have Jesus to walk with. Whatever happens, he will walk with me. He will lead me. He will guide me. And I can be confident. I can trust him. And I can have that fellowship that I do not enter this year alone. I enter it walking with Jesus, with God himself. Do you have that friendship with God? That's the ancient path. Don't we just love the Old Testament, these characters who were friends with God? Abraham, a friend of God. Moses talked to God face to face. This is the ancient path. People who walked with God, who talked with God, who knew God, who had an intimacy with God. And that is available to you and to me. It is not just for the saints of the Old Testament. It is for you and me, that relationship that Jesus says, come to him, and we can have that intimacy. We can have that friendship. We can have that fellowship with God. Even more so in the New Testament. Why? Because we have the Holy Spirit. Jesus says he's not left us as orphans. He comes to us by the Holy Spirit. He is with us. We can have fellowship with the Spirit as we have fellowship with the Son and the Father. He makes his home with us. Wow. The power of God is in us. The friendship, the love of God is within us. That is the way. That is the path. What do you want this year? Do you want to fill your life with things of the world? Do you want to fill your life with material things or with things that might be able to give you pleasure? Or do you want to fill your life with a relationship, an intimacy, a friendship, a fellowship with God? God Almighty, God All-Powerful, God All-Loving. That's the crossroads. Why are you settling for second best? Why are you settling for the gifts of God rather than God himself? Why are you worshipping the gifts and not the giver? He wants that fellowship with you. And thirdly, this ancient path is about following. This yoke we talked about is probably the yoke of the law, which was meant to be a blessing, but never was. But actually, as you came, you were yoked yourself to the law. You yoked yourself to a teacher of the law who would help you live it out, who would help you follow the law to be a life of blessing and hope. And that's what Jesus says. He comes and yokes himself to us. He becomes our teacher, but not just one who tells us what to do, but lives through us in enabling us to follow God's ways and God's laws. Because ultimately, this ancient path is one of following the commands of Jesus. Jesus says, whoever loves me will follow my commands. This ancient path is in that relationship with Jesus. We want to follow his commands. We want to please him. And he comes, Jesus comes to be our teacher, the one who shows us his word, shows us what his word means and how we are to live it. He teaches us his commands and he empowers us to obey them. This is the ancient way. He gives us those practices on the Sermon on the Mount, the practices to pray, to fast, to give. And he enables us by his spirit, by being yoked with him, to be those who grow in prayer and fasting and giving. This is our God who calls us to follow him. And he is that great teacher of the law who comes to us and who we follow and disciples with. And just as Jesus drew the 12 disciples around him to learn together, to follow him together, so I believe God is wanting you to bring people in your life around you to enable you to hear in his word and to follow his word and to obey his commandments. This is not, the ancient path is not a journey that you go on alone. It is a journey we do in community. It's a journey we do encouraging one another as we sit at Jesus's feet, as we allow him to teach us, and as we encourage one another to follow that out. And so as we enter into this year, can I encourage you to be people of the word, to allow Jesus to teach you his word, to follow his commands, but also to do that within community. And perhaps God is calling you to put good practices in, as Jesus taught, about prayer, fasting and giving. Perhaps he's encouraging you to build a community around you. And in these strange times, I believe God is calling us back to those smaller, intimate communities of between 6 and 12 people who are on fire, who want to sit at Jesus' feet, who want to follow his commands, who want to be light in this dark world, who wants to push back the darkness, who want to be a blessing to their families and neighborhood and world. And they want to see God's kingdom come in this world. They want to sacrifice their lives like Stephen. They were prepared to sacrifice their very lives for the kingdom of God. That's the way. And what have we settled for? And what are you going to settle for in this year ahead? Stop. Let's take a moment. What is your relationship with God like? Where have you come from? And where are you heading? Look at your relationship with God. Is it on fire? Is it intimate? Or is it watered down and lukewarm? Listen, ask for the ancient paths and live by coming back in faith, receiving the invitation to come back with to Jesus, by fellowship, by walking with him, involving him in every aspect of your life, knowing that you're yoked with him, hearing his voice, but thirdly, by following his ways, drawing yourself round a small community who love Jesus, who want to obey his commands, who want to bring light to our dark world, who want to see God's kingdom come. Draw those around you. Follow those ancient practices that Jesus taught to us of prayer, of fasting, of giving. Let's take up our crosses together and follow him and give ourselves completely to him, even to death itself. And what is the promise? As we do that, you will find rest for your souls. It is a life where you can be at peace with who you are, peace with who God has made you, peace with what God has called you to be, and you can find rest. You can find peace, and you can find God's purposes fulfilled in you, not with you striving, not with you trying to work it out, not trying for you to find your own happiness, but you can find it's a gift, because as you walk with Jesus, as you come to him, you'll find that rest. That's the challenge, I believe, for us as we enter 2021. Faith, friendship, and following. Will you join with me? Will you join with your small group? Will you draw others around you who are inspiring you to follow Jesus? Let's really be serious that we may bring light to our dark world. God bless you.